Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast with Derek Halpeny, Head of Research, Global Markets EMEA and International Securities. It's Monday, 8th June 2020, and we're publishing this podcast on MUFGEMEA.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Stitcher. So what are the key themes at the start of this week, Derek?
Well, we're starting off in positive mood again. You know, the sentiment in the market is still that way inclined. This kind of latest leg of improvement in sentiment follows the jobs report from the United States on Friday, where we had a 2.5 million increase in jobs, in contrast to the 7.5 million drop that the markets were expecting. So that 10 million swing has certainly kind of reinforced the positive sentiment in relation to the reversal of lockdowns and the pickup in growth. But I do think it's worth reminding listeners that, you know, based on the March, April drop versus the improvement in May, in terms of private sector jobs, we're still talking about an 18 million hole in employment that needs to be filled. So even, you know, the scale of rebound that is coming over the next couple of months in terms of some of those jobs coming back, we're still going to be in a situation where we're kind of well into next year and before we get full recovery. And I think it's massively important to kind of emphasize the difference between the reversal of lockdowns and the end of social distancing rules, because that's going to be the key impediment to the full recovery of growth going forward. It's the social distancing rules. Yes, bars, restaurants can start to open up and people are going to start moving and returning to work, but it's going to be some distance before we get back to full normality. And that means we're into a very long recovery process, and therefore we're somewhat dubious of the kind of still very positive sentiment. But, you know, we can understand it to a degree, but, you know, I guess the key point is we've got a long way to go. The key point, or the key event this week, I should say, is the Fed meeting. And I guess that's a little bit more interesting now after this jobs report and how the Fed communicate on that. Our own view is that, you know, the emphasis is still going to be very much on the need to support recovery going forward. And therefore, we're expecting Chairman Powell to be pretty cautious, emphasize the risks. Yes, he'll definitely be more positive than before, but still kind of highlight the need for policy stimulus going forward. And a key element of that is going to be the communication in terms of forward guidance. So what will be the message from the Fed, and what's the strategy? There's been a lot of speculation and chatter in relation to yield curve control. The Wall Street Journal reporting that the Fed are looking at the RBA in Australia and what they are doing, and they're anchoring and targeting a specific yield on the 3-year yield. So that'll be really important. Our own view is that some form of yield curve control is going to be very likely, because it's we're in a situation now where the markets are getting excited. We're starting to see recovery. The 10-year yield is up 25 basis points since the beginning of June. And there's always a risk that you get an excessive move that results in a tightening, an unnecessary or unwarranted tightening of financial market conditions. And the Fed are going to have to try and control that in some way. And given the fact that the debt profile is as it is, and by the way, the Congressional Budget Office before COVID was predicting that by 2050, debt to GDP in the United States was going to be at 180%. That's pre-COVID. So you throw in on top what's happening now, and the debt profile in the United States is just mind-boggling. And I think in that regard, some form of yield curve control is very likely to have to be implemented to reinforce the recovery that's now beginning to unfold. So communication from the Fed on Wednesday will be massively important for the markets this week. And we're expecting the Fed to emphasize the need for continued stimulus going forward. So that should help to anchor rates and it should help to limit any kind of correction in the US dollar after the the notable sell-off we've had over the last couple of weeks.
And is there anything else we should look out for as this week unfolds, Derek?
Well, we've had German industrial production figures this morning, and we had a drop of 17.9%. Again, obviously a massive decline. And we've got GDP data from the UK as well on Friday. And again, we're going to see a very substantial contraction in April GDP. All of this is not going to have any kind of notable impact on market sentiment, of course. And I think that's even more the case now after the policy steps, in particular in Europe, that took place last week. And, the German fiscal stimulus add-on of 130 billion euro did contain some positive surprises that the markets weren't expecting. A 3 percentage point cut in VAT to 16% through the rest of this year is likely to give domestic demand a lift going into the final months of 2020. And that's going to shift the profile for the pace of recovery in Germany in the second half of the year. So that's certainly a positive. And I think then, of course, then the PEP additional add-on that the ECB announced last week is also going to be important in terms of diminishing the fragmentation risks with the 600 billion euro increase in the PEP. And given the fact that the ECB last week announced the details of purchases under the PEP program, which showed 20% of total purchases went to BTP buying in Italy, it highlighted and confirmed the flexibility of the PEP program in terms of buying securities in different countries that aren't consistent with the weighting under the capital keys. So again, positive steps from the ECB last week that I think will allow the markets to look through the coming weak, disappointing economic data in Europe. And that should help to reinforce the recovery that we've had in euro dollar.
And finally, Derek, what trade ideas are your research desk highlighting for this week?
Well, again, just talking on Europe, we've seen euro dollar jump quite notably up to 113. It looks like euro dollar is in a new trading range, maybe 110 to 115, rather than kind of 108, 112 or 107, 112. So we've definitely seen a shift in the range. But when you look at the broader dollar sell-off, the euro versus other currencies hasn't really shown much benefit of these policy steps that have been put in place. And we think there's a potential here for the euro to start showing some strength versus non-dollar currencies. And therefore, we've recommended long euro versus the Australian dollar. Now, Australia, the Aussie dollar rate is looking a bit stretched at 70. Now, we had this view a few weeks ago or about a month ago, and euro went through our levels when we had an Aussie dollar short position. But I still think we're stretched up here. And given the positive fundamental policy steps taken in Europe, we do think the euro looks better supported going forward, and that should start to be reflected in some of the euro crosses outside of euro dollar. So long euro versus the Australian dollar, and also then long Canadian dollar versus the Swiss franc. And again, we've had the OPEC plus deal extending the production cuts for another month. And we also had good Canadian data on Friday as well. So kind of consistent with the broader risk on theme, we think long CAD versus the Swiss franc is another kind of trade that could do well going forward.
All right. Thanks very much, Derek. Have a good week and speak to you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review and subscribe and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.